This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have a showdown, and then we're going to get into the biggest characters in Texans history. Showdown here. Better gimmick. J.J. Watt's Captain America bit, or Jim McMahon, former Bears quarterback, his entire bit. Let's start with J.J. Watt, a little taste of Captain America. Mm-hmm. This was on Hard Knocks. J.J. Watt got the Gatorade product placement.
He was so bad.
He's flipping tires at 3 a.m. Yes. And he's singing a little Fort Minor.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. First, I got my Gatorade, so I'm good.
Okay.
Second, let's go.
Oh, my. Don't do it, J.J. Please don't do it, J.J.
Too late.
100% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Woo! Now, we know that the Captain America bit transition. J.J. is one of the most beloved figures in this town, but it's a squeaky clean, all-American type of image, which in the old WWF days, he would be the perfect babyface. J.J. Watt, the perfect babyface. Jim McMahon, though, former quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Let's just look at Jim McMahon before we hear one of my favorite pieces of audio in regards to him as we have the showdown. 713-572-4610. J.J. Watt, Captain America, or Jim McMahon? The guy went to BYU.
Yes, people forget that.
The guy went to, well, it's easy to forget.
It is.
This dude went to BYU.
Yeah.
When he showed up for his rookie press conference, he was holding two beers.
Yeah.
He got out of a limo, double-fisting beers, went up to the podium and spoke. He would change his coach's plays during a game. Change the plays. He got fined $5,000 by the NFL for rocking the Adidas headband. So he wore a headband in the playoffs in 1985 that said, "Find me Roselle," to the damn NFL commissioner at the time. Here's Jim McMahon on Letterman after they won the Super Bowl, talking about his relationship. Think about this, Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a NFL quarterback that just won the Super Bowl. He's going on David Letterman. And listen to what he's saying about his head coach.
The pass to Willie Gault. I read that that was not the play that was planned or the play that had been called on the sidelines.
No, it wasn't. Mike had sent in a draw play at that particular time. And seeing how all our draw plays weren't working too effectively up to that point in the ballgame, I didn't see any reason to call it again.
Uh-huh.
I just thought we'd try something else. I mean,
now, do you and Mike Ditka have that agreement whereby if you choose to, you can override his?
We have a lot of agreements. You know? They don't always work, but, you know, Mike's just an intense individual. And,
uh-huh.
and at that point in the game, the way it worked out, it was great. He told me great call and everything
uh-huh.
else, but had it not worked, you know, I might have had some other, I might not have a ear right now.
Yeah. Is he a real loud kind of demonstrative guy?
You can say that.
Is it true that during the season there was a period of time, about a month, that you didn't talk to your head coach, Mike Ditka?
Well, it was the point in time where I wasn't playing. You know, I was mm-hmm. injured and I really wasn't part of the offense or the game plans. It, 3 or 4 weeks I didn't play, so there really was no reason to talk. I mean, I don't mean that, you know, badly. Mike's a great guy, but I mean, we don't go out and sit down and have dinner all the time, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We just, our paths didn't cross.
Goodness gracious.
That was a wild team, man.
Swag, dude.
That was a wild team.
Here's him talking about the headband, and listen to this. So he's on David Letterman. He just decides to shout out a couple of friends. I don't know if there was like some sort of agreement or what. I'm leaning McMahon right now over JJ. I'm be honest. There aren't very many like this. I'm leaning McMahon. This will be what decides it. Here's Jim McMahon, more with David Letterman, talking about his fine for wearing the Adidas headband and then putting old Roselle, the name of the commissioner, on his headband in the Super Bowl.
Let's talk about the headband. Tell me the beginning of the headband.
I've been wearing Adidas for 4 years now, and I started wearing their headband. They brought one out.
They make a fine headband, don't they?
I just don't like the helmet rubbing on my head. So I started wearing it, and I got a $5,000 fine from the commissioner for wearing it. Our owner, Mike McCaskey, asked me not to wear the Adidas headband. I decided not to wear that one, but I made one.
Made your own.
Made my own.
It was very funny.
I got it for you. Here.
Oh, you brought the headband?
Yeah. Here's my Roselle one.
Now, are you going to pay...
Here's an Adidas one for you,
Dave. Oh, thank you very much. Look at the quality of this headband, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a friend of mine out in L.A. I'd like to say hello to you. His name's Dan Plater, alias Pluto.
Look at this guy.
He's in med school out there. And he said he thinks you're terrific. He thinks this is the pinnacle. I've made it now since I've been on your show.
Very nice of you.
Not wrong.
I also forgot a hat that I was supposed to give
you. Here he goes, another shout out.
Jay, how are you doing, buddy? Are you going to find me?
No. We'll get you a book of stamps.
Okay.
Now, are you going to pay the fine, the $5,000 fine?
No.
Listen to this. Now he calls out the organization.
We're going to try to fight it.
I would think that the team would pay it. If you can't fight it successfully, the team should pay it. The
team doesn't want to pay our players. How am they going to pay the
time? Oh, well.
Jim McMahon, he's got to win over Watt. Best character, right?
Authenticity, right?
Just
hilarious. I mean, that's what he was.
Just hilarious.
That was the authentic guy.
Hilarious.
And just really, really... He comes into Pastorini's tournament every year, so I've been around McMahon a lot.
Smokes a lot of bud now.
He does, and he's just authentic all day long, even now. The thing about JJ is he's like legitimately a really good dude that is this giving and works that hard and all. He just kind of goes over the top and puts that extra jelly on it. I was telling you about that video from Hard Knocks, talking about how it was like at midnight or something or 11:30 at night. Dude. The Quiznos was open behind them where he was working. You could see the Quiznos was open. They close at 9. I mean, they fudged the whole time and everything. Watch the video. Like, hey, they look like they're open.
Bears got a lot of characters. Yeah. You go down the list. Refrigerator Perry, Steve McMichael, Ditka, Buddy Ryan.
Willie Gault.
Yeah. There were all kinds of characters.
Sweetness? Did you mention
there.
Sweetness?
Sweetness, was he really a character?
Just his style.
He was a badass.
Just his style, yeah. The little high kick in. When he would start that high kick, it was over. I mean, it's over when he would start that high kick.
They had some crazy dudes on that team, and they had some characters. In the spirit of that, as we prepare for Texans versus Bears, I present some of the best characters in Texans history. 713-572-4610 if you have more. But I have a few of the... biggest characters in the history of the Texans organization. Let's start with a guy whose dog bit the number one pick in the draft. A guy who, I think, took his car from a service place because he didn't want to pay the bill. One of my favorite Texans of all time. Swag! DJ Swearinger. Here's him mic'd up on Hard Knocks.
Oh, stay up.
Shut up, boy! You talking about, boy? You talking about 16? Better shut your up, boy, and go back to the huddle. What's wrong with you? Young Brook? Better get to the huddle, Brook. Yeah! Now you got butterflies! What you scared of, 16? Yeah! What's up, D? Oh, they just had to wake us up. That's all. They had to wake us up. Yeah!
Terrifying.
Crank it up. I love DJ Swag.
Is there still
Swag.
People in the league like that, man?
I don't know. I hope so. I love DJ Swag.
So.
We need more people like that.
It hadn't been that long ago.
Oh, my God.
Surely,
no,
yes.
It hadn't been that long ago.
Man, I love DJ Swag. Mm-hmm. He's one of the biggest characters. Next one. We work with him. We're fortunate enough to have him as one of our lead-ins. Seth Payne. He's a character. This was when he won Player of the Game. Texans lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. Seth won Player of the Game. And because he won player of the game, he got a gift card. Or did he?
All right, for being our Reliant Energy player of the game, you get a $500 gift certificate to Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers. Hey, he sparked up a little bit. There's something good that came out of it.
I didn't spark up. I know you guys can't see me, but f*** that.
Oh, jeez. Seth Payne, we appreciate it. Wow. Back upstairs.
Leap loss for the Texans today, 38-3 the final score. Cincinnati beats Houston. Some final words when we get back after this message from your local station.
God.
And he's like, oh, we got to get out of here. We got to go to break.
Seth just tosses the gift card. He gets a gift card.
Just $500. I don't care. We lost 38-3, man.
He was insulted that they said he lit up. That was Seth. Yeah. Seth, character number two. Next one. When you headbutt someone when you don't have a helmet on, you're pretty crazy. Brian Cushing was nuts. I love Cush. Here's Brian Cushing, the next character.
My boy plays for him, you know, Cush.
You picked that.
Cushing with the helmet off, and he'll go to the sideline.
Looks like he's bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, he's bleeding a lot.
I laid the guard out.
I laid him out. I headbutt him with no helmet.
Yeah, I'm the smart guy that headbutts someone with no helmet on. My forehead feels like D-Day.
Oh, you have a massive headache tomorrow.
Oh, my. Yeah. Can't wait until 7 tomorrow morning. If I wake up, I feel like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, bro.
He was a wild man.
Bro.
He was a wild man.
Yeah, he was a psycho on the field.
And he was the guy that got him going in the locker room with doing bizarre things.
Yelling, screaming.
Well, even more than that. Never got the full story, but I got some hints at it, and he does some weird stuff.
I like Cush.
Yeah.
To him too much, but David Culley,
gotta hear something.
I would say he's some sort of character.
He is definitely that.
He's on the list.
If we got to go 3 and out and punt it, we're good.
Here we go.
Vince Wilfork.
He was a character.
The overalls without the shirt, little H-E-B, cooking. Just the bubbly personality. He's skinny now. I wonder if he's still funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of times when you're funnier when you're fat. You're funnier when you're fat. And then is Jonah Hill funny anymore?
Yeah, Jonah Hill's
No, he's not.
He looks weird, though.
He's not funny.
Some people shouldn't lose weight.
He's not funny anymore. I don't think he's funny.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
But some people shouldn't lose weight.
You think McClain would be cool skinny?
I've seen him skinny.
Yeah, but at this point, with this mood.
Good question. Probably not. I'm too accustomed to him.
He did lose like 100 pounds a couple of years ago.
Then what happened?
He did lose 100 pounds a couple of years ago.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
Sean has his same personality.
Sean is one that has. Yeah, you can lose weight and still be.
Show still has his personality.
Show as well.
Show might have more personality, skinny. Hey, maybe.
A little more. Because he's always a little cocky.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, he'll tell you that. Yeah. I'm not trying to, you know, throw him under any, but he likes being cocky. You lose weight, you get more cocky. You know. That's kind of he likes that. He enjoys doing that. Being that way.
Who are the other fat guys that you, and let's try to think about if they would be as funny fat. I don't think there's not really any other heavy media types. Heavy set. I'll say heavy set. Dump that word fat thing.
Let's dump that.
Heavier set guys. I don't think there are any. Houston doesn't have
Cody
Stutes.
He would still be funny.
Yeah, he would still be funny.
But he does own it.
He does own
he
it.
He owns.
I think he might be destined to be fat.
A big fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other real heavy media types, are there? I don't think so. No.
Not really.
No.
No.
Not really. Another character. All time Texans characters. Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
Texans are heading. Is Chicago?
That's awesome.
Is Chicago considered in the Midwest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this is perfect then. Jack Easterby, another character on the list. Here's Jack Easterby talking about what to expect. I wonder if he told Levy about. Oh, well, Levy already knew, so he didn't have to tell him. Although he'd probably tell him anyways. Here's Jack Easterby talking about what to expect when you go to the Midwest.
And then, like, you go down to the Midwest, right? Like, you get into the, like, the Bobby's world, don't you know? Like, you get into the don't you know? Like, don't you know we're playing Minnesota? Like, Minnesota here in the crowd. So everybody's chanting about Minnesota, don't you know? And I know we're down 15, but don't you know we're going to come back, don't you know?
That dude's a clown.
Do they talk like that?
No, he's a clown. Absolutely.
Don't you know?
I mean, they have an accent in the Midwest, especially in Minnesota. Chicago, yeah, a little bit, but not too bad.
On the text line, we're getting all kinds of hot takes today. Fire it up, Figgy. Goodness gracious. I feel like I'm at the arcade. From the 832, Jonah Hill was never funny, just fat and funny looking. Come on.
He's heating up.
Come on.
He's funny.
Jonah Hill was never funny. 281, John Candy lost weight. Not funny.
Oh,
true.
He was always
true.
Funny.
It wasn't funny when he lost weight.
He wasn't? What movies did he do when he lost weight?
Some forgetful ones.
I guess.
Someone says Chris Tucker is not funny. Fat Jeff from the 281. Don't know how Chris Tucker got brought into this, but if you don't think Chris Tucker's funny, you and me probably don't like the same things.
Yeah.
His comedy used to be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely hilarious. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Biggest characters.
You put Ben Jones on there?
In Texans history. I did not. Did you think Ben Jones was funny?
He was a character.
He was?
He was the one that ate roaches. Remember all that?
That's just being a weird...
That's
just
what
being
else
a weirdo
did he
meathead.
713-572-4610. I know he ate roaches. He ate, like, weird stuff.
Isn't that just being the weirdo?
Well, he's an admitted hillbilly. I mean, you know, he's the guy that, you know, hunted possum and stuff, you know, so none of that stuff bothered him.
See, I don't know. I know a lot of hillbillies. I don't know too many hillbillies that are eating roaches. But I feel like hillbillies would be insulted by.
I think hillbillies eat roaches.
No, they I'm definitely don't.
They eat possum. They eat squirrel. Definitely squirrel.
Possum?
Definitely squirrel. I don't know how much possum, but definitely squirrel.
From the 832, Brian Windhorst could stand to lose a few honey pounds before they roll him off the set. You know, that's mean, man. Mm-hmm. What are we doing now? Brian Windhorst?
Yeah, that's his deal, dude, too. I mean, he probably should lose weight, but that's just his look. That's what he is. That's his brand.
His brand is being fat?
Yeah, that's a big Brian. Big Brian Windhorst.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Okay.
Once you establish a brand, that's it, man. That's how people identify. You know how I am about that stuff. I hope he would lose weight. And keep something of his brand. Yeah, I think he would, but that's what he is right now.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.